Okay, we are talking about one of our favorite channels as marketers today. And if there are any other solo creators out there, obviously, I'm assuming one of your favorite channels too, or at least I hope so. And that is YouTube. And if that sounds like you today, if you're a YouTube creator or your marketing department is creating in YouTube, today's episode is for you. So listen up. On September 18th, which as of the recording today is yesterday, YouTube released a blog post announcing a full set of AI-enabled features for users, specifically for creators. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, first things first today, if you're watching along on video, you'll notice that we are in a new studio slash office, mostly office. The AI Marketing Navigator is on the road for a week or so, so you'll be seeing me with my mic in hand coming at you from this office for a little while if you watch along on video. Anyway, okay, we are talking about one of our favorite channels as marketers today, and if there are any other solo creators out there, obviously, I'm assuming one of your favorite channels too, or at least I hope so, and that is YouTube. And if that sounds like you today, if you're a YouTube creator or your marketing department is creating in YouTube, today's episode is for you, so listen up. On September 18th, which as of the recording today is yesterday, YouTube released a blog post announcing a full set of AI-enabled features for users, specifically for creators. Also, you may hear some lawn mowing in the background. Again, we're on the road, so some factors we can't control in the studio today. Anyway, so sorry about that, and bear with me if you do catch any lawn care noises. Anyway, so new set of AI-enabled features in YouTube specifically for creators that are going to be released in the coming months or later this year or into 2025, depending on what region you're in and what feature we're talking about. And these features are going to be to use within the YouTube studio. And there are a ton of interesting ones for any YouTube marketers out there, so I'm going to go ahead and dive right in. First feature on the list is an upgrade to Dream Screen. And if you haven't heard about Dream Screen, don't feel bad. I hadn't either up until this episode, which just goes to show you how much of a noob I still am in the YouTube creator world. Still have and shows that I still have some to learn about YouTube and the platform, obviously. But we can all learn right along together. That's the point of the AI Marketing Navigator here. Dream Screen, according to YouTube here, was a feature that was originally shown or brought out last year that essentially lets you generate backgrounds in YouTube Shorts using AI video gen or image gen, background gen. And now the Dream Screen experience will take a step forward from that when Google DeepMind's VEO video generation model will be integrated into the Shorts experience. It says here that in the future, you'll be able to include new backgrounds to use in your Shorts, but you can also generate 6-second standalone video clips for your Shorts with the help of VEO, quote unquote. And you should know that these VEO creations will be watermarked as AI content, according to the announcement page on the YouTube blog here, which I have linked in the show notes. They will be watermarked using SynthID, which I will definitely have to do a bit of a rabbit hole deep dive on, maybe in a separate episode, because this looks like a technology from Google DeepMind that is all about identifying AI-generated content, which, as we've talked about before on the show, is going to be a huge part of AI content creation. And I think it's going to be a very important part as well. So I'm always interested and always in support of general AI content watermarking, as it were. Transparency, I think, is always going to be the preference of our users and our customers and our prospects. Again, that's just my feeling. Maybe AI sentiment will change drastically as we all become more used to it, we'll see. But definitely check out the link for SynthID, which is in the show notes as well. Okay, moving on to the next new feature here from YouTube and for YouTube creators. This is the Inspiration tab, which is basically going to be a little AI assistant that's going to help you generate ideas for titles, thumbnails, outlines, even replies for comments, all of these things, which sounds great. It's definitely, if you have a ton of comments streaming in, which, you know, someday we will hear on the AI Marketing Navigator as well. Leave a comment, you guys. Then the AI generated suggestions would probably be helpful, at least helpful in creating separate or unique comment replies, as it were. Okay, scrolling down the page, it also looks like YouTube is going to be diving head first into the community marketing pool, which if you have been listening to the to any other marketing podcasts, or if you've been active in the marketing space in the last 5 years or so, you likely know that community is the new buzzword. And if you can build a community around your service or product, it's going to do wonders for your business. So it looks like now you'll be able to have a little community hub within the creator studio. And as YouTube says here, you'll be able to discuss videos, share fan art, connect with like-minded individuals, and build a vibrant sense of belonging. It does also say that these communities are being made available already on a handful of channels and that they'll be testing it more in 2025. A link to a blog post in the show notes as well, talking about communities more on YouTube. So check that out. And actually, a little further down on the page in the blog post about these AI features, which you can check out. If you scroll down the page a little further, you'll notice that the community tab or hub, the new community hub, may eventually, or it looks like it's going to eventually replace the comments tab entirely. Okay, the next feature here is also a bit in that community category, and this is a new feature called Hype. And I'll just read it right from the blog post here as well. It says, Hype gives people a new way to show support for emerging creators that they believe in. By hyping a video, fans have a shared purpose to connect their favorite creators to new audiences. Videos with the most hype points will be featured on a special leaderboard, increasing their chances of discovery and recognition. And I believe I read elsewhere, so don't quote me on this one, guys, but I believe that you have a certain amount of hypes and you're limited to a certain amount of hypes that you can dish out, which makes them that much more valuable and special. Of course, anybody listening in YouTube, on YouTube, if hypes have arrived in the tool right now, it looks like they're only enabled in Brazil, Turkey, and Taiwan. But if you're listening from any of those countries, or if they have been enabled at the time of your listening, hey, if you would be willing to throw us a hype on the AI Marketing Navigator channel, it would be very much appreciated. Speaking of global audiences, if you do have a global audience and you do translations and dubbing in your videos for multiple countries or multiple, again, audiences, this next feature is definitely for you. And that is an automatic dubbing feature that's going to be powered by AI. And the team at YouTube is taking it a bit further by testing out a new feature that actually tries to replicate the tone and intonation that you're using while you're speaking when dubbing. And that's, huge when it comes to making AI audio, which in the case of this dubbing, it would be sound human. We talked recently about Audio Overviews, which is a new tool from Google and Notebook LM, and also Illuminate, I believe is what it's called. Those were so stunning and impressive, and they have been to so many people because those audio overviews, which is an exchange or an interchange between two AI voices, is really, really natural and really, really human. And it's pretty shocking. And so if they can do that in your dubs, then it's going to do a lot for the engagement on your videos. And the last category of features here are all about ways to increase your monetization and revenue engagement with your viewers. And if you do monetize on YouTube, you'll definitely want to take some notes on these and check them out as they become available on your channel. The first one is a new digital product feature called Jewels and Gifts. And the blog post here describes these as digital items that can power real-time fan engagement. And of course, that means another revenue stream beyond ad sharing for creators as well. If you do any marketing or creating in YouTube shopping, the YouTube Shopping Affiliate Program will be expanding. Right now, it looks like it's available in the US and South Korea. But it says here that they will be expanding to Indonesia as well in the coming weeks, and eventually Thailand and Vietnam. So if you are an international creator looking to monetize your revenue with some native e-commerce in YouTube, which is a growing thing as well, this native e-commerce experience in our social apps, if that fits you, this will be good news for you, as in time, hopefully it will be available in your region or where you're at. If you're in the US, definitely consider using some YouTube shopping if you sell products or anything that could be sold in an e-commerce marketplace. And then last but not least, there is a feature here, and I think it's a little less AI powered than the original or the first few features, but it's a new setting that you can add to your uploads, your videos, to label them as seasons and episodes, or to categorize them into seasons and episodes. And this is being done in an effort to make it more of a native television streaming experience for users. And we know now that our users are watching their YouTube on their television in the living room a lot more, and it's growing very fast, which is mentioned here in the blog post. It mentions that it's a hugely growing trend, especially as younger tech users who have grown up on YouTube are now one of the primary watchers of the television, and that's the primary channels they're watching. And other users are doing the same, as these smart TVs and smart devices have made it easier to access YouTube on a television. So no mystery on any action items today. If you are a YouTube creator, or if you have a YouTube, or excuse me, if you have YouTube creators in your marketing department, tell them to check out the blog post here on the YouTube blog about the new AI features coming to YouTube. And it's definitely time to start planning and brainstorming how you would use the video generation, the community building, the new forms of engagement, all of that in your existing YouTube strategy. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.